AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Hurricane Idalia caused flooding and damage throughout Florida. It made landfall as a powerful Category 3 in the Big Bend area near Tallahassee. Cedar Key, Florida got massive storm surge. Nancy Beckham says she lost almost everything.
The floor is 10 foot above flood level inside my house, but yet the water came up in my house. So, and no doubt in my mind that it was deeper than her means.
President Biden says he declared a disaster declaration in Florida Monday.
We surged personnel to Florida to help the state move people quickly to safety and out of a danger zone, and to help the governor and his team to the greatest degree possible in advance of the hurricane's arrival.
More than 400,000 customers in Florida and Georgia are without power. Idalia has weakened over Georgia and is headed to the Carolinas. Gusty winds and low humidity brought high risk of wildfires in Northern California. Pacific Gas and Electric cut electricity to more than 8,000 customers to prevent potential sparks. Paul Marino is a PG&E spokesman.
This year, we did have a very wet year, and that has helped delay the drying of the fuels. However, we do have high winds and low humidity coming. And of course, being in this part of summer, more fuels have dried in this region.
Weeks after he briefly froze up and couldn't speak, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell was in the same situation today in Kentucky.
I'm sorry, I had a hard time hearing you.
That's okay. What are your thoughts on running for re-election in 2026?
What are my thoughts about what?
Running for re-election.
The 81-year-old McConnell appeared to briefly freeze up and was unable to answer the question. A federal judge held Rudy Giuliani liable in a defamation lawsuit brought by two Georgia election workers who say they were falsely accused of fraud and had to endure a living nightmare and an unimaginable wave of hatred and threats. The Dow finished up 37 points. This is AP News. Not everyone is evacuating from the hurricane.
Whitney Jones chose to stay in his home on Sanibel Island, even as Hurricane Idalia approached Florida's west coast. Why?
I prefer staying and guarding my life here.
He owns a business on Sanibel Island, and he's still making repairs after Hurricane Ian, which hit last September.
I didn't leave for Ian, and I'm not going to leave for this, so we'll just kind of hang out and take care of what we need to.
And since he's there,
anybody else needs any help on the island, we're here helping whoever needs any.
Whitney Jones on Sanibel Island talking to WZVN-TV in Florida. I'm Rita Foley.
Philadelphia Phillies slugger Bryce Harper has hit his 300th career home run, going deep against the LA Angels to become the 158th player in Major League history to reach that mark. Harper is 30. He hit his first home run in 2012. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.